Good afternoon, Excellencies. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And thank you for inviting us today to come and present to you an issue we have, a financial issue we have, which concerns all of you. It's an issue that's existed for many years. It is slowly becoming a larger problem for us in terms of managing the cash balances. The issue we have is that certain member states have negative balances. They owe money to the organization, which is now impacting the overall cash position for the conventions. If this is not addressed, there's the possibility activities could be impacted. Maybe just to explain how the billing works and how the issues have come about. What happens is we make estimates as to what the cost will be for the various meetings. Member states pay, they should pay. The meetings takes place, and then we adjust the costs of the meetings, and we adjust then the final invoice per member state. Now, in the perfect case, all member states paid up front, and after the end of the meeting, we adjust positive, negative to each member state. What has happened in the past, and this is going over many, many years, is that some member states have not paid, which means that the organization has actually paid for the cost of the meeting, has incurred costs, and has not been reimbursed. So the organization, the United Nations, is out of pocket. Strictly speaking, according to the United Nations financial regulations and rules, the rules that you have set for us as member states, this is a position we're never allowed to get into. And let me explain that. In the United Nations, we have what's called the regular budget, and the regular budget is an assessment to all member states based on the scale of assessments, and the member states and the regular budget also has what's called a working capital fund. And if there's ever an instance where a member state is late in paying, the organization has the ability to borrow some money from the working capital fund. It is never allowed to go into debt. It's never allowed to go borrow. If the organization uses up all of its cash balances, uses up all of the working capital fund, we have a cash problem for the regular budget. For trust funds, for anything outside of the regular budget, the financial regulations and rules, and all four conventions, by the way, would be considered as trust funds. For everything outside of the regular budget, for all trust fund activities, the financial regulations and rules dictate that we should have cash up front so as the organization would never be out of pocket for an activity. And it's for good reason, because if we were to have a small trust fund, and I'll use the Office for Sport Development and Peace, and we were to incur activities, incur expenditures, and then the donors wouldn't pay us, we don't have anybody to go to pay us back. If the member states who had agreed to pay that didn't pay, we don't have an alternative mechanism to recover the funds for the trust funds. That's why the financial regulations and rules were in place to prevent us from doing that. So for the four conventions, as of today's date, we are in violation, technically, of the financial regulations and rules. Now the question will be, how did we get there? How could it be that we went negative in cash if our rules and our systems say that we always have to have positive cash balance? What's masking the issue, what has been masking the issue for years, and frankly, is that we give bills at the beginning of the year for the upcoming conferences, and people pay in advance. So we actually have, as of today's date, more cash. We have cash already in advance for the upcoming activities. This gives us a slight surplus for the year until we incur the expenditures. Now, those surpluses, or those cash funds we have on hand, which are to be used for the future, have always been higher than the outstanding receivables or the outstanding net negative balances we've had from the past. But if we keep going and keep accumulating negative balances, we'll come to a position where the current cash balances do not cover or are not in excess of the old outstanding balances. And there our systems will physically stop us from activities. We will not be able to extend staff contracts. We will not be able to pay conference staff. We will not be able to accord commitments. There it becomes a hard stop. So My briefing today is to appeal to you for two matters. First is for a review of the past and to invite you to look at the outstanding contributions for your particular country and to see what can be done to pay the outstanding amounts. But more importantly is to look at a mechanism to prevent this from happening in the future. And we had written a paper and given some options. There are not too many options available. The first option is that we have to have all cash up front before any particular meeting. And if we don't have all the cash up front, then we have to delay or postpone the meeting. It's not a very practical solution, but it's, strictly speaking, would be following the financial regulations and rules. Other options would be to perhaps look at having a working capital fund, where member states contribute to a working capital fund. So those states that have difficulty paying or are late paying, we borrow from the working capital fund until those states pay. Or look at having an annual assessed budget, which is set, all member states pay, and then we deduct for the meetings. These are just some ideas, but I think it has to be explored further with member states, with perhaps a smaller working group, to find out what is the most practical solution to addressing this going forward. But the message from our side is that we need to, A, deal with what's happened already in the past, and B, look at a mechanism that prevents this from going forward. I think there I'll stop and open for any questions if you may.